Welcome back to the show, August 15th, 2016. It's the second podcast for today. Sam Crowley, taking you back to the One More Breath journey a couple years ago, and I want to share with you and help you and empower you. If you're going through any kind of struggle, which I know you are, whether you want to admit it or not, that's up to you. That's up to your ego of saying, hey, I'm human. Yeah, I need help. Or, you know, typically the male ego, oh, I got him. I'm good. That was me. I'm good. Yeah, I don't need any help. I got this all figured out. Especially if you're in this personal development space like I am, and the speaker and marketer and train, you can't show any flaws or weaknesses, right? You got to go through every day as if, oh, I got the answers. Come on, man. That's going to hurt your brand from a business perspective more than anything, is to give the impression that you got it all figured out. You don't have it all figured out. And to try to convince people otherwise. People are smart. In this day and age, in 2016, the average consumer of information, very intelligent, very in tune to the BS. I mean, their BS radar is so far out there because you see all of this stuff that's online, people making these wild claims, and everybody knows it's not true. You know, nobody's got life figured out. My God, can you imagine if somebody actually had life figured out? Even billionaires hang themselves. Why do they do it? Because they realize that achievement is really, it's okay. I mean, yeah, you made $1 billion, but they've still realized that there's so much more to life, that they have their purpose is yet to even be defined. They may have made a lot of money doing one or two things, but, you know, example. You've heard of Robin Williams, the comedian, the actor. Everybody loved Robin Williams. You know what I mean? It's like you could find somebody all the way around the world. Do you know Robin Williams? Yes. Do you love Robin Williams? Yes. I mean, Robin Williams had the number one TV show, for those of you old enough to remember, Mork and Mindy, came on the scene as a guest host on Happy Days, and then he turned it into his own show, Mork and Mindy, and that was a wild success. And then he said, hey, I want to win an Academy Award in a movie that where I don't need to be funny. And he did that, you know? And he's done everything. And then he killed himself. Why is that? Because if achievement was all there is in life, if that's all there was to life, then that would be, I mean, that would be so shallow, you know? that doesn't even ground us as to why we're here with our purpose. Now, I'm not going in the direction to say that money doesn't matter. We all know that, you know, you have money, that's great. But what you do with that is really the most important thing. And back 2 years ago, when we started going through this journey and having the complications, and Susan was born and she was in UC Medical Center and Children's Hospital for 221 days, as I mentioned in the previous show, the one mantra that we took on, it's out of our control. We control what we can control. All right. We had three older kids, still do. So now we have four kids, but we had three kids at the time who required us to be sharp still, to be great parents, to be involved, to go out and do things with them, to go to school events and all of those things. And the one thing that my wife and I made a pact is that we were not going to upset the family and try to keep it intact as much as we could. And then for me, mine was, I got to still go earn money. I'm going to fly to LA and Florida and London and all these different places, and I'm still going to speak. I'm just going to be smart about it. We'll make sure we have a backup plan. I went to Vancouver as well that summer, and we're still going to have a backup plan to where somebody's there for the family in case something goes wrong and Susan needs help and all this stuff. And you need to readjust. You need to recalibrate. Life isn't just say, okay, this is what we're doing every day this week, and don't worry, you're never going to get a hiccup in your plans. The beauty of life is there's going to be the hiccup in the plan. Now, how are you going to adjust to that? You know, I remember the mindset back in 2014. I was like, wow, what am I going to do now? I mean, life still is happening. I mean, it's coming at you even faster as you get older. I mean, you got to make quicker, better decisions, and they impact more people now. I mean, I'm not just a single guy living in Buffalo, New York, you know, in an apartment paying $133 a month, splitting it three ways, you know. I've got big decisions, and you want those big decisions. You don't want to run from them. You want more decisions that have more impact. Yeah, I remember speaking to a millionaire many years ago when I was still in sales in the corporate world, and I took him to lunch like I used to do all the time. I'm telling you, you got to take people to lunch. Just even millionaires, like a cup of coffee bought for them. And I asked him, you know, what's it like? I mean, I was making $60,000-$70,000 a year in sales, and I was asking, man, what's it like to make that in a month and more than that in a month? He goes, well, you know, it's nice, but keep in mind, Sam, bigger, more money means bigger problems. Your problems get bigger. You're paid more to solve bigger problems. So if you want to be successful and you want to make a lot of money, understand if you're solving small problems, you're going to have small income. Wow. Think about that. Okay. And it resonated with me like, yeah, he's right. He goes, look, I've got a lot more employees now. The decisions I make have far greater, bigger ripple type effect impact on people's lives. Like these are real lives of people. And if I make a bad decision, it has sometimes catastrophic results. And if I make good decisions, then I make a lot more money. I thought, you know, that's great advice. I don't ask for bigger problems to come into my life, but understand when a big problem comes into your life and you solve that problem, forget even having the perfect outcome. But if you can just get in training your mind to solve bigger problems, you're going to earn larger amounts of money and be rewarded also with better friendships and better business relationships, because you're not going to be hanging around people who major in minor things. You're not going to be hanging around people that are concerned about the weather. You're going to be hanging around people that are making million-dollar decisions every single day. And then you're going to think and you're going to train your brain, just like you train your muscles when you work out. You're going to train your brain how to solve larger problems. And that really resonated with me. And whenever, you know, tragedy would hit or adversity would hit, I would think, okay, here's an opportunity for me to solve bigger problems. So a couple of years ago, when we were going through this real challenge, even after Susan was born, and she would make it one day, you know, the first thing I thought about, she'd make it day one and then day two. And we had her second day in the hospital. The doctors came to visit my wife about midnight and said, hey, we need you to come down to the NICU, the neonatal ICU, to probably say goodbye to your daughter. She's not having a good night. It doesn't look like she's going to make it through the night. And my wife was a basket case, and of course, like any mother would be, they wheeled her down there, and she was just talking to her, come on, Susan, you can do it. Hang in there. Come on. Let's go, girl. I love you. Come on. Come on. And these are really private moments that we didn't capture this on Facebook or post it on Instagram, but that was the moment we really thought we were losing Susan. She made it 2 days, and that was it. That was all she's going to. Well, guess what? She made it through that night, and then she made it through another night, and then she made it through another night, and all these nights started to compound into good nights, which turned into good weeks. And then we'd have a setback, but then we'd have at least wisdom and experience to draw from on how to get through it. But for me, for the business perspective, I was trying to solve a bigger problem, saying, okay, I can't travel right now. What do I need to do? Webinar. First thing I can do, I have a webinar. And I did. I had a webinar that month. I had an amazing income in September because of the activity I did in my business in August. I planted a seed, and typically, you know, I'm not a fan of saying, hey, you're going to reap reward 3 weeks later off of something that you did. But because I had a little bit of a following online and people trusted me and followed me, I earned really good income in the month of September. I don't know what it was. It might have been 30, 40 grand that month. It helped. All right. It helped a lot. You know, another thing I give thanks for, and I'm going to follow up on the next show with this one, is I had the courage to become an entrepreneur 10 years ago. That was huge. See, these decisions you make now are going to impact your family and you and those around you for years. I mean, for the rest of your life. And I could only think about what would have happened if I had a job and I was going through this. And I quite honestly don't think my daughter would have made it. I just don't. And I'll explain to you why I believe that. These are lessons I'm sharing with you that I've learned over the past few years of going through incredible mental struggle. This was anguish wouldn't be far from the truth, okay? But never gave up. My wife and I locked arms and said, we got to get through this together. This is very difficult to get through. And you may have gone through something even more difficult. This is my lesson that I want to share and give back to you. What I learned being an entrepreneur through the struggle over the past couple of years, specifically with our daughter as we come up on her surgery here in a couple of days. And yes, if you'd say a prayer for our family on August 17th, 2016, we'd be most grateful for that. And I'm telling you, man, it's going to be an amazing week. It's going to be an amazing month. And I hope this message gets to you in time for when you go through struggle, You know how powerful you are. You with me, Sam Crowley. Have the best day, you bye.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.